Hello and welcome to Risk Undisputed podcast with Karan. I'm the host Karan and I'm from Risking Circle and it's my first episode over here. And please welcome my guest at this time, Moxley's biggest fan, Harshit Singh, aka Moxley Will, also known as Mr. Moxley and Mr. King of the Promo. What's up, dude?
I'm fine. Thank you for inviting me, first of all. And how about you?
I'm perfect, man. Thank you so much for coming on my podcast. It's the very first episode of my podcast. So tell us something about your experience in WWE.
WWE, I would like to say that it has changed in the recent years because it is not providing us a great quality of matches nowadays, which it used to provide like 3 or 4 years back.
Yeah, I agree with you because during that time, we watch a lot of perfect matches and nowadays it's easy to predict, right?
Exactly. Nowadays, matches are very predictable and Raw and SmackDown especially have been buried like.
So I will be asking you some questions. So first of all, tell us your first Moxley match you ever watched in WWE.
Actually, it was the unsanctioned match between Joey Janela and John Moxley.
Okay, so from that match, you became a fan of John Moxley, right?
Exactly.
So give us your views on AEW and how can WWE can be in big trouble after the AEW weekly shows, during, we can say.
We can say this, that AEW is providing us great quality of matches. Unlike WWE, AEW matches are not at all predictable. Largely, the heel character loses and the face character wins in WWE, especially in pay-per-views, which is not seen in AEW. Matches are very predictable. You never know what could happen. And the quality is very nice and the cinematic match is great. So, they're a delight to watch.
So, we can say that AEW and WWE is two different companies with ups and downs. Like, AEW is facing ups and WWE, we all know that these days, is going downwards.
Exactly.
And we can say WWE is easier to predict than AEW you can predict, but it most of the time it's unpredictable, right?
Yeah.
So I will be asking you some questions. Like, what are your thoughts on the Fyter Fest Day One?
Fyter Fest Day One was very nice. It was presented as it was advertised. It was not that great. It was not up to the mark. But yet, it was a delight to watch. It was a great show.
Yeah, I forgot to mention the match card. So we have the Cody Rhodes versus Jake Hager for TNT Championship. And then we have, just a second, please. So the day one, we have Brody Lee versus, am I facing any internet issue over here?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, let me just quickly check my internet connection now. Okay, so we have the Cody Rowe versus Jake Hager for AEW TNT Championship. Then Kenny Omega and Hangman Adam Page versus the Best Friends. Now, the third,
yes,
we have Hikaru Shida versus Penelope Ford for the AEW Women's title. And then we have Jurassic Express versus MJF and Wardlow. And the last match in the match card for the first day one was Private Party versus Santana and Ortiz. So your favorite match of the Fyter Fest day one was?
My favorite match would be Ford. It was a great match. We saw a great variety of moves, baseball slides, breakers, missile drop kicks, stunners, running knees, and even Falcon Arrow twice by Hikaru Shida.
Yeah, it was a wonderful match. Great pick, to be honest. And your ratings for the Fyter Fest Day 1 out of 10?
I would give 7 to Fyter Fest Night 1. Yeah.
Yeah, perfect. So let's talk about Fighter Fest Day 2 now. There we have Chris Jericho versus Orange Cassidy. Then F the tag team match was FTR and the Young Bucks versus the Butcher and the Blade and the Lucha Bros. Then we have Brody Lee and Dark Order with oh, sorry, Dark Order and Colt Cabana versus SCU. And then singles match we have Lance Archer versus Joey Janela. And then Nyla Rose versus the squash match we can see now.
Yeah. So my
So,
fa
your favorite match for the Fighter Fest Day 2 was?
my favorite match would be, of course, the 8-man tag team match, and mostly everyone would agree with me. Butcher and
Yeah.
Blade and Lucha Bros versus FTR and Young Bucks. That was one hell of a match. It was amazing match, and I personally loved it. I was
Yeah, it
so
was
engaged into the
five-star match
match.
we can see.
Yeah, exactly.
And over there we have seen a lot of, you know, the finishers, the Young Bucks finisher was performed by the FTR and variety of
Yeah.
moves like Pentagon Jr. and Rey Fénix.
Yeah. And FTR and Young Bucks were teaming up like they were a tag team, and the chemistry between the two tag teams was displayed very nicely. And my favorite moment of the match was an incredible Hurricane Rana by Nick Jackson to Pentagon Jr.
Yeah, it was hell of a ride. And speaking of the Fighter Fest Day 2, your thoughts on Chris Jericho versus Orange Cassidy?
It was the main event for the night, and it was an amazing match. I mean, it lived up to the effusive pre-match praised by Chris Jericho, and we saw amazing moves by Chris Jericho as well, a lion tamer and abdominal stretch and code breaker, and of course the Judas effect to
Yeah,
Orange
yeah.
Cassidy. Yeah.
Yeah, we have seen the different version of Orange Cassidy, right? That we
Exactly.
watched during the AEW Dynamite and the previous pay-per-views. So let's predict about the fight for the Fallen as well. The match cards looks like this: that the Elite versus Jurassic Express, John Moxley versus Brian Cage, FTR versus the Lucha Bros. Till now.
Okay.
Oh, sorry, I have missed the Sonny Kiss versus Cody Rhodes.
Yeah.
So, your prediction for the Elite versus the Lucha Bros? Sorry, the Jurassic Park, Jurassic Express?
Yeah, I would go with the Elite because we have Nick Jackson and Matt Jackson teaming up with Kenny Omega against Jungle Boy Luchasaurus. So I would go with the Elite definitely.
Yeah, Sonny Kiss versus Cody. Yeah, we know that Cody Rhodes gonna retain his title.
Exactly.
So my biggest, that people are talking about this match, that it cannot be predictable. It might be John Moxley, it might be Brian Cage. So what's your thoughts about Brian Cage versus John Moxley match for the AEW title?
It would definitely be a five-star match, and of course everyone will watch it. And this match alone is gonna break the back of NXT, and you can take it, and you can.
Yeah, we
So
can. It's electrifying. It's going to be the huge and electrifying match for the AEW company.
exactly. And
And they're
we
going
have
to bury the whole NXT.
yeah. And
So, continue, please.
yeah, so one side we have John Moxley, who's the All Elite Wrestling World Heavyweight Champion, who's been undefeated in All Elite Wrestling. And on the other side we have Brian Cage, the Machine, the newly crowned FTW champion with Taz. So if he gets the support of Taz, he is even more stronger. So this match is very, very, very unpredictable. I'm obviously rooting for John Moxley, but I cannot predict this match.
Yeah, it's as I have told you that it's going to be the unpredictable match between John Moxley and Brian Cage. So, what's your thoughts on the FTR versus the Lucha Bros match?
I'm obviously going to go with FTR, Dark Harvard, and Cashmere.
Yeah, I think that's going to be a huge one for the FTR if they won against Lucha Bros. I think that FTR should go for the AEW Tag Team Championships now, right?
Yeah, I mean, they have the capability and they are the ones who can fight Hangman, Adam Page and Kenny Omega.
Yeah, actually, because of one reason that Kenny Omega and Hangman Adam Page title defense from last 2 weeks probably sucks, to be honest.
Yeah.
And I have seen the match between the Private Party versus Hangman Adam Page, the Best Friend versus the Hangman Adam Page and Kenny Omega. They're probably the last two matches. It's going to be the worst for Kenny Omega and Adam Page.
Yeah.
So
the result was quite predictable in these matches, but it was nice to watch these matches. We saw a great variety of moves by both the teams, but the outcome was somewhere predictable.
Yeah. So speaking of AEW, let's talk about one match only, about NXT Great American Match, which was spoiled by none other than Indus Shays member Saurabh Gujjar. So it was like Adam Cole versus Keith Lee. So your thoughts on this and how WWE mocked fans that they have filmed two endings rather than there was only one ending that was shown on the Great American Bash.
So first of all, I need to make things clear that Saurabh Gujjar might or might not have posted the results on purpose. I'll tell you my reason of watching that match. I went out of the way to watch NXT just to see that if WWE has filmed two endings or not. So, in my opinion, many of us watched the same match just because of the same reason. So, that's why the match got a lot of viewership than the other matches.
Yeah, speaking of viewership, and AEW has got defeated in a three-state weeks against NXT. Like before the Fyter Fest and during the both nights for the Fyter Fest Day 1 and Fyter Fest Day 2 as well. So your thoughts on the losing streak of AEW now?
Actually, the viewership does matter. But deep inside our hearts, we do know that AEW is giving better shows than NXT. Or for that matter, WWE. But in this case, yes, the main event of Fyter Fest was lacking something. So that's why I guess it got less viewership. But at Fight for the Fallen, AEW is going to break NXT's backs and you can take it to me in written. And the main event for the night, Jon Moxley versus Brian Cage, I'm obviously rooting and predicting John Moxley to be the winner. It is going to be one hell of a match, an incredible match. I'm lost of words for this match.
Yeah, it's to be honest, I am also thinking that John Moxley gonna retain his title, and we can see the Brian Cage defending his title with a newcomer in AEW Dark this week.
Yes.
So we can, this is the first title defense from Taz now. Sorry, Brian Cage. So, speaking of WWE, what's your thoughts on Raw and SmackDown this week? That probably the worst two episodes this week.
Yeah. To be honest, I don't even watch the full shows of WWE these days just because of the decreasing quality of the matches. The quality of matches is deteriorating. Like, it was really great when I used to watch it in 2015, 2016, even 2017. But it started deteriorating slowly towards the end of 2018. And now that we have a competitor, AEW, which broadcasts its shows on Wednesday, we can see great production from NXT. So in this case, we as viewers are able to take the outcome, to take the advantage of this.
So here's the deal, to be honest. I also don't watch any of these shows. I just watch highlights. And I get some rumors that, yeah, he has won, yeah, she has won. But to be honest, I probably ignore WWE products, live products, we can say. And speaking of the WWE, what are your thoughts about the Extreme Rules pay-per-view? Like, we have a Universal Championship. It's not a title match. It's a non-title match between Bray Wyatt and Braun Strowman. Then we have Jeff Hardy versus Sheamus. And then we have Drew McIntyre versus Dolph Ziggler. So what's your pick for the Dolph Ziggler versus Drew McIntyre for the WWE Championship match?
I pick Drew McIntyre, and the result is also very, very predictable. We all know Drew McIntyre is going to retain.
Yeah, the lady is easy to predict. So exactly. Speaking of the next match, we have Jeff Hardy versus Sheamus. So pick for this match is?
I pick Jeff Hardy.
See, like, I will share my thoughts on this. If Jeff Hardy lose this match, I think he will go to AEW and reform his team with his brother. And we're going to witness the Hardy Boys versus the Young Bucks versus FTR very, very soon.
Yeah, I'm hoping for this match to happen soon if Jeff Hardy joins AEW, because WWE is slowly burying Jeff Hardy, and they know that he's going to join AEW. So they are decreasing his reputation. They are burying him, to be exact. And if he loses, if he doesn't get the desired, the deserved push, he will leave WWE for sure. And we have rumors that Jeff Hardy is not renewing his contract with WWE anymore.
Yeah, he has no interest, to be honest. And I don't think if he still get buried from WWE, I don't think that Jeff Hardy will be staying in this company. And WWE probably sucks disease because they buried a lot of superstars. Cedric Alexander, Ricochet, and we have a lot of superstars more. And speaking of superstars, we have Randy Orton versus The Big Show in Extreme Rules. So I think it will be, you know, type of a 2 out of 5 rating match, according to me. So let's share your thoughts on this.
We all know the outcome for this match. Randy Orton's gonna win. But Big Show, in case of Big Show, he's a legend. He is since the Attitude Era, the Ruthless Aggression Era. And he has so much abilities. He can be a monster. He can beat Brock Lesnar even. But they are kind of burying him.
Yeah, we have seen him dominating superstars during in early...
Exactly. Yeah.
Early 20s. So we can say that Big Show versus Randy Orton is easy to predict.
Yeah.
Although all matches are easy to predict, but still we can say that. So speaking of the companies, what do you think that AEW and NXT doing better in these days?
In my opinion, since they are in the ratings war, that's why they are doing better. NXT used to be not as good as Raw and SmackDown. But now, you can see that it is producing great quality of matches. And it's competing with AEW. It's in a ratings war. And its quality has even increased as compared to Raw and SmackDown, both of them.
Actually, we can say that AEW is perfect for the hardcore wrestling fans, right?
Yeah.
We can see blood. We can see the unscripted violence, like John Moxley used to say.
Yeah.
And he is doing that only. We have seen a lot of John Moxley's brutal matches. that we have seen the Fighter Fest in 2019, the John Moxley versus Joey Janela, where he put his fellow teammate, his fellow Joey Janela, through the spine table, and we have seen a lot of blood matches.
Yeah.
Especially the Kenny Omega versus John Moxley.
Yeah, that was game. One hell of a match. That was amazing.
Yeah, we have witnessed a huge and hell of a match of John Moxley and other AEW superstars.
And
say it, please.
And speaking of AEW, it really respects its talents. AEW represents freedom. So they give freedom of speech, creative freedom to its superstars. So they can go off script and they can say what they can do what they are best at, and they can present themselves as they want. Unlike in WWE where they are ruined.
They have free to mention WWE on live TV as well.
Yeah.
To be honest, I really enjoyed one segment that was the Chris Jericho buried WWE when Jake Hager made his AEW debut, and I was watching that video in the evening time, and I was still laughing on that segment because Chris Jericho because I totally buried WWE because of the creative, and yeah. You know, most of the superstars need creative freedom. Like Matt Hardy. And I have read somewhere that Vince McMahon was laughing in his Matt Hardy compound match between Bray Wyatt versus Matt Hardy back in the Raw 25th anniversary. So I was like, come on, man. If he's representing something, you should respect it.
Exactly. Like
Impact Wrestling was using Matt Hardy in a perfect way. Like we have seen his son King Maxwell making his Impact Wrestling debut, defeating Rockstar Spud, aka Drake Maverick.
Yeah.
And WWE recently released a lot of superstars, including Heath Slater, and has made a teaser that he is going to Impact Wrestling. So, your thoughts on this?
WWE is a company, so it has to somewhere look for, and but there is a huge but in this. Vince McMahon has been earning so much in his TV deals he has, and his net worth has grown so much, so he can actually rehire them, or he can even experiment with the different superstars.
Yeah, actually, according to the sources, I have read that WWE is selling their company to Saudi Arabia. At least we can see that Boss Pug winning championships again.
Yeah.
Because Saudi loves legends. And
yeah.
Nowadays, legends probably sucks because they can't perform that hope they used to.
Yeah.
Well, it was one of my shocking moment for me that Goldberg defeated The Fiend at Super Showdown. Like, they buried The Fiend character as well. That was one of a huge character for WWE.
Yeah. And it was an asset to WWE. I mean, the viewership of SmackDown was elevating so much just because of Bray Wyatt's Fiend gimmick. And now that they have buried it, it's definitely decreasing.
Yeah, we can say that they really literally buried The Fiend character as well. Like, back in the 20s, we used to watch the Demon Kane.
Yeah.
And WWE during that time was using that character properly, but I don't know why they buried The Fiend character.
Yeah. I mean, Bray Wyatt has a lot of abilities. He is capable of so much. I mean, he is performing in three different gimmicks within the WWE, but still they are burying him, and that's really sad.
Yeah, we can say that WWE probably burying every superstar now. especially the high flyers, we can say.
Exactly.
Like Ricochet and Cedric Alexander.
Yeah. Ricochet has been buried 6 feet underground.
Yeah. Well, to be honest, I don't think that WWE needs to, you know, they have 5 or 4 weekly shows and they are still burying superstars. Like, to be honest, man, it probably sucks. Like, how you can bury a lot of superstars even though you are having 4 shows? Like NXT, SmackDown, Raw, and main event.
Hmm.
So, AEW still has 2 shows. AEW Dark and Dynamite. And they are using every single superstar.
Hmm. AEW is looking forward to sign a new TV deal because AEW also has a lot of talents within the company. So it can't give TV time to all of them. So some of the superstars are only visible to us on AEW Dark. But we can see Brian Cage defending the title on AEW Dark. So viewers will, of course, will watch that match on YouTube.
And AEW still in the US and the Canada region. I'll be waiting for them to arrive in India. So at least I can see live.
Yeah.
And Tony actually answered one of the Indian AEW fans that they are coming to India very soon and will be broadcasting in one of our Star Sports channel, or we can say Aero Sports. Now I'll be waiting for that match.
Yeah. And AEW will close markets of WWE in India very, very soon.
And now, and then during that time, we will be seeing that AEW Now India.
Yeah.
And we will be seeing most of the wrestling fan pages ignoring WWE and promoting AEW and mentioning most of AEW fan pages.
Yeah.
So I think you know who am I shooting, sorry. That's a fanet who used to take care of AEW. A huge army.
Sorry, your voice is a little inaudible.
I think it's internet connection error once again. Although it's an audio conversation. I don't know why, man.
You can just trim this part.
Yeah, I will. So thank you so much for joining my Wrestle Podcast first episode.
Thank you for inviting me. It's been a pleasure.
It was a great, and it was a huge round of applause for you as my first guest. And please, guys, follow Moxley Will on Instagram and be a part of his Unscripted podcast on Instagram Live. So tell
Thank
us
you so much.
Your next podcast date and time.
My next podcast would be after Fight for the Fallen, of course. The time would be same, 8 p.m. IST, and it would be on the weekend most probably.
Yeah, we can see weekends are perfect for podcasts.
Exactly.
All right, thank you so much for joining me. It's time to take signing out. Thank you.
Yeah.